The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Niamh Hodnett is with me now. She's the Online Safety Commissioner with Commissioon na Mann. Niamh, you're welcome to the show. Tell me about this online safety code that's been adopted and how you and your colleagues hope it will improve the safety, particularly of children online in this country.
Thanks, Kieran, for having me. So yesterday we adopted our first binding online safety code. And this is a really important milestone for us and indeed for Ireland, as this is the first binding online safety code to be in place. It marks for us the end of the era of self-regulation and the start of effective statutory regulation being in place. The code puts various different obligations and requirements on the video sharing platform services, many of which are household names that we would use every day, such as Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, LinkedIn, X, Pinterest, Tumblr, and Udemy. And it requires them to comply with our code. And it's important to note that it's a binding code, so if the platforms don't comply, there can be significant fines or sanctions.
How significant are we talking about, given the size and scale of the profits these companies enjoy?
They're quite significant indeed. So fines of up to 10% of worldwide turnover or 20 million, whichever is the greater, can be imposed. But what's important to us is rather than fines, is we want to see behavioural changes from these platforms. We want to see them step up and take the code seriously and comply with its binding obligations. The code, as you say, is aimed to make it safer for us all online, particularly children. And it's aimed to address things like cyberbullying, the promoting of eating and feeding disorders, self-harm or suicide, as well as dangerous challenges. And it also requires the platforms to restrict content that incites hatred or violence on grounds of protected characteristics, as well as terrorism and child sex abuse material.
So how will this work in practice? Because obviously the platforms themselves are just that, they're platforms. They're not the people necessarily posting this content. So how does it work? Harmful content is posted. I put up a video now on one of those platforms, you know, encouraging kind of practices that might be described as kind of anorexic or that way leaning. What happens now?
So you're right. The platforms cannot be required to generally monitor or preemptively monitor or pre-check content that users upload, although many of them do, using artificial intelligence to its benefit. But what the requirements on the platforms are, if there's illegal or harmful content online and if it's reported to them and they do not remove it, they're then on notice of that illegal or harmful content and they can then become liable. So I know there's a lot of fatigue out there with reporting, but it is important if your listeners spot harmful or illegal content to go to the platform and report it to them, because they now have legal obligations in terms of how they have to deal with that.
Mm. And what are those obligations?
So some of the obligations that we have in our online safety code is they have to restrict the type of harmful content I spoke about in the terms and conditions, and they have to apply those terms and conditions. They have to put age verification in place in respect of pornography and extreme gratuitous violence so that this content can't ordinarily be seen by children. Mm. And we mandate that self-declaration is not effective. They have to put parental controls in place that impose time limits and restrict strangers from seeing a child's content or a child seeing strangers' content. And they also have to put in place mechanisms to deal with complaint handling, inspective age assurance, content rating, parental control and content moderation.
But I mean, all of this is kind of after the fact, and it's after a complaint has been logged. So, I mean, how long conceivably might a piece of content be up online and being shared online before one of these platforms takes it down and still be in compliance with the code?
So the age assurance measures and the parental controls and the content rating, they have to be put in place regardless of content. So I suppose they're mechanisms that the code have to put in place and that require technical solutions as to their infrastructure as opposed to content moderation as such. In relation to the content moderation requirements, so this is that they have to deal with complaints, and they have to, when users flag or report issues, that those complaints have to be dealt with. In relation to certain types of content, there are timelines. But in relation, such as, say, for example, if there is terrorist content online reported. But in relation to other types of content, there are no particular timelines mandated or can be mandated under the legislation.
It's just that they could be up for God knows how long then, and the company does nothing about it, and eventually they kind of pull the finger out and take it down. But who knows how many people have been exposed to that harmful content in the meantime?
is indeed a concern, but that wouldn't be time or diligent if they were to do that in that instance. And we are supervising the platforms and we are getting data into our contact centre from those that are contacting us in relation to complaints or issues. And we have started an inquiry already under the Digital Services Act, another tool in our online safety toolkit, into how the platforms are dealing with reporting and flagging. And we issued a request for formal information for many of the platforms I've mentioned there under a different toolkit and under the Digital Services Act.
I know, but I guess what I'm trying to get my head around is, and people would be commended, and yourself and the team you work with, for doing something, because God knows we've all been kind of demanding that something be done. So I don't want to be too negative, but at the same time, the example I give, like I could put up a piece of content now on one of those platforms suggesting that people kind of vomit up the contents of their meal every time they eat something so that they can fit into the nice pair of jeans that they bought when they were younger. And that could be shared and viewed by hundreds of thousands of people before it's taken down. Somebody else could put up the same thing tomorrow, somebody else the day after, somebody else the day after. And this online safety code does absolutely nothing to prevent that happening in the first place.
Well, it does. It requires that type of harmful content to be restricted in the platform's terms and conditions, and requires the platforms to apply those terms and conditions. So if
but that doesn't prevent me. But something in the kind of in the small print saying please don't put up anything that might be considered harmful or detrimental to people's health doesn't actually stop me doing it.
The code doesn't regulate end users or the public or indeed you or me. It regulates the platform. So if the platforms weren't taking steps to apply those terms and conditions, well, then we'd be supervising them in relation to that aspect of the
code. But they could be applying those terms and conditions by going through a process when a report is made and ultimately removing that content. So they're applying their terms and conditions, they're in compliance with the code, but still that content will be viewed or seen or read by hundreds, possibly thousands of people.
Yes, and that's how the law is built. The platforms can't
kind of mental, isn't it?
Monitor or preemptory monitor. It's very different to mainstream broadcasting such as yourself. But it is important for people to flag that content because then the platforms are liable for it to be removed. So their obligations do kick in at that point in time once it's reported to them.
At the outset when you said the days of self-regulation are over, really what this online code is doing, it's demanding that the platforms apply their own rules, but still their own rules.
It's demanding that the platforms restrict this type of content in their terms and conditions. So that's changing some of their own rules. And it's also demanding that they apply the terms and conditions. And then it's also ensuring that we're supervising them. So until now, okay, there's the Digital Services Act in place in February in Ireland, but until now, they weren't being supervised in relation to this. So until now, there wasn't an obligation to have age assurance in place or to have parental controls in place or to have content rating for adult-only content or to have complaint handling in place for all of these matters. So not just content moderation, but also age assurance and parental controls. And now we're...
I know we're tight on time and I appreciate the time you've given us, but on the age verification point, I mean, if a 13-year-old, after the application of these... this online safety code kicks in. If a 13-year-old opens an account on Instagram or Facebook or somewhere else, what's the comeuppance for Meta?
So Meta's terms and conditions allow a 13-year-old to open an account.
Oh, but
for example,
a 12-year-old
would come in. But if we take the pornography and extremely gratuitous violence, one of the issues of harm that came up to us was young children are viewing quite violent pornography and extremely gratuitous violence, beheadings, etc., living rent-free in their head. And now there's a requirement that type of adult content, there has to be an effective age assurance method in place to ensure that children don't see it. And self-declaration alone, simply declaring a date of birth, will not be sufficient. So we will be... We've published guidance yesterday together with the Online Safety Code that sets out different type of age assurance or age verification measures that can be adopted. We leave the choice of form and method to the platforms because there are a range of methods and they also will be improved by technology over time as well as age estimation gets more and more sophisticated. So we don't mandate any particular method, but the platform will have to demonstrate to us that it's effective. And again, we will be...
And how effective? 100% effective? Like if I own an off licence and I sell a nag and a vodka to a 14-year-old and I get caught, the punishment is immediate. I can't say, well, that's kind of my age verification is effective 90% of the time. So what's the rule going to be for these tech giants?
Again, we haven't mandated a particular percentage in terms of effectiveness, but this is something, this is the start of our supervision of these obligations under the code. And as we can send the platforms detailed information requirements, and it's a criminal sanction if they don't comply with it. And then we can get an understanding of the effectiveness of age verification measures or how quickly complaints are being dealt with. Mm. And we've also established a user appeals. We've certified an out-of-court user appeals body as well recently under the Digital Services Act, where people can raise issues. There's one thing I do want to say is that we've prepared education materials and shared them with every secondary school in the country. And they're on our website. And I want to mention it just in case there's any busy parents listening to yourself at the moment.
Yeah.
Because there are some handy videos there as well. So as well as lesson plans, which would be useful for teachers. The videos, this video for aimed at young people and the video aimed at parents, they're all free of charge on our website. And they really do summarise what the Online Safety Code and our Online Safety Framework is all about. And there's a lot of other useful information on our website. So it's www.cnam.ie about how to contact us if you need help in making a complaint or for advice, or what to do in relation to different types of harmful or illegal content.
If people go to that cnam.ie and right there across the top, online safety, it's the very first option under online safety. Educational resources, you'll find it there. Niamh, thank you for joining us. Niamh Hodnett is the Online Safety Commissioner with Coimisiúnú na mBan.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.